They're new faces, actually.
Well, for you, they're old faces. For me, they're new. The bank robbers, 10 past 7, people like that.
Yeah, I'm an Irishman. I'm nothing else.
Right.
I don't like a lot of what that means sometimes.
Why not?
I'm very much opposed to sort of paddyism, you know, the idea, let's go over and let's see what the Irish are doing at the moment. I'm not so territorial as that. I also don't like the sort of the image, the cartoon image of the Irishman. You know, either he's expected to write a song about the troubles, as somebody said on the film, or else he's expected not to.
Yeah.
I think one is just as conservative as the other. Yeah. I think what an artist must do, what any of those bands must do, is they must write about what's going on in their lives honestly as possible.
That didn't come over in the film about, you know, the anti sort of Irishman stance, did it?
No, it didn't.
I mean, it was a nice, evenly biased film, yeah?
I'm an ally of this program, that's why I'm talking to
great,
you.
Great.
I think it's the best prog program in the world, actually.
Terrific.
I think it's risky, and I think it's good that, you know, you're talking to me and that you're going back to your job as what? What is it?
Well, a little bit of both. My boss don't like me to mention it. He thinks it'll be bad for business, so
I won't mention that.
What do you think about the fact that after, you're now on your third album, you could have got in the situation where it was the obligatory album every year, and everybody's saying that this is the one. What, you suddenly done right?
We haven't suddenly done anything right. We've done the same thing we've done for the last three records, for Boy October, for War. It's just that I think more people are disillusioned with pop music, as it's, you know, as it's optimistically called. At the moment, they want something.
All right.
They want to believe in the people that are singing the songs, and they don't want to hear sort of contrived songs about boy meets girl.
No.
And that's why War is.
Why do you feel they should believe in you and the band?
What
have you two
asked them? Don't ask me.
Well, you're providing.
Why people buy you two records?
But you're providing the sound, right? So therefore, you're obviously trying to put over some particular feel. And do you feel it's a positive thing that you're putting over at the moment?
Yeah, but there's no plan to it. There's no plan to you two. We're just four people.
Right.
We'll write about it. And I, as a singer, I write about what's going on. I don't care how contemporary that is, how uncontemporary, how fashionable, how unfashionable. It is what's going on in my life. I try to put my life on the line.
I've got to pull in there, mate. Sorry about that.
Why do you have to do that?
Because we're going over now to Nick and Michelle. We've got the Undertones.
All right.